Only sketches about precents. Only sketches about season 1. Bonus sketches, part 1. Enjoyed the show, baby.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Forward Fashion with Rick Snapper. I'm Rick Snapper and I'm here with Vanity Fair's fashion editor Jennifer Jojos and Minneapolis's Daily's chief fashion critic Vivuccio. Jennifer, Vivuccio, let's get into these Met Gala looks, shall we? The theme this year is camp.
Let's do it.
If we must.
Okay, first up, we've got Scarlett Johansson in a gorgeous, I want to say Asian-inspired outfit that looks like an anime rendition of the Hamburger Helper hand.
I have to say, Rick, I am so impressed by the attention to detail. The stoning is exquisite, and on top of it...
Okay, but is it camp?
What?
Where's the camp? I mean, the theme is camp, right?
She's dressed as a giant hand with a smiley face on her stomach. I don't think it can get more camp than that.
Can't it?
I don't think so.
I just wish it was bigger, you know? A little something extra. I wish she'd have looked in the mirror before leaving the house this morning and put at least one more item on.
I can see that, Vivuccio.
Agree to disagree.
Oh, next up we have Carrie Underwood in a gorgeous Cinderella-inspired outfit. She's dressed head to toe as a mouse sewing a dress on a giant Cinderella mannequin attached to her hip. Now this is stunning.
And what brilliant execution, too. You can see here there was a concept, and it was fully realized.
Snooze! Where's the snooze button on this? Because I need to go back to sleep. Somebody wake me up when September ends. Maybe by then we'll see some camp here at this camp-themed gala.
Oh, this one's not doing it for you, Vivuccio.
No!
What? This is high camp. I don't understand.
Sweetheart, you want to talk about high camp? I once smoked 2 joints with John Waters and his mother's ghost. 12 minutes in, she started calling me divine and shit in my hands. That is high camp. This is lazy.
She's shutting your hands?
Deal with it, Mama. It's called scat.
Oh, and would you look at this? Kelly Rowland has shown up wearing a dress made entirely out of 101 stuffed Dalmatians. I mean, they just keep on going.
I love the image. I love that it's cruelty-free.
Ha! It's extremely cruel of her to make me look at this outfit.
Oh, come on, Vivuccio. You can't get more camp than this.
No? You're speaking to someone who played Frankenfurter in a site-specific production of Rocky Horror on a hot air balloon in the Swiss Alps, dressed as a bleeding albino platypus with no explanation. I know camp very well, Missy, and camp this is not.
An albino platypus, you know, that is very camp.
Oh, please, Vivuccio.
That's my name.
Vivuccio.
Don't wear it out, because you could never pull it off.
All right, it's clear that you'll just never be satisfied no matter what these people are wearing.
That's not true. I just want real camp.
Oh, just shut up already.
Shut up. Oh, what a lovely, lovely comeback. Where'd you learn that? RuPaul's School for Girls, you Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg wannabe. You wouldn't even be able to host Masked Singer, let alone judge it. Get a refund, honey.
Whoa, break it up, you two. Come on, keep it professional. Up next, it looks like we have Neil Patrick Harris in what seems to be a standard black tuxedo.
Oh my God. This is so not camp that it is in fact alt camp, the realest camp there is. Bravo! Bravissimo!
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I actually get that. Wait. Oh, blessed be to John Waters' mother's ghost, you're a genius, Vivuccio!
Go eat your master's degrees, bitch.
Captain, it's been months since we set sail for the treasure, and still we have seen no land.
Fear not, good sailor, for I feel sure of the way.
Okay, right. It's just, you've been saying that for a while. And look, I'm telling you this for your own good. The Mensa are looking to mutiny. So if you could just perhaps let them see the treasure map.
Sailor, do you know how I know of the treasure? I followed my heart.
You did what?
And my heart told me there was a great treasure at the secret cove and to go left. for a very long time.
So there's no map?
Listen to me. The wrapper of a Dove chocolate bar told me to follow my heart, so that's what I've been doing.
So that's why we went in those loops around the Cayman Islands for a week?
My heart wanted to do a little loop-de-loop.
And why we stopped in Tortuga, but immediately turned around as soon as we docked?
Okay, I was going to confess my love to this girl, but then my heart assured me that she was nothing but trouble.
Okay, so there's no treasure.
Of course there's a treasure.
Then where is it?
Hey, when did being a pirate become just about the money?
So where is the treasure?
Shh, listen.
I don't hear anything.
Hey, Brian, there ye be.
Are we on for mutinying,
or... I'll slit your throat, you sorry traitor. I'll kill all you scallywags.
Whoa, what's his deal?
He's following his heart.
Oh, okay, so we're definitely going to mutiny.
Yeah, pretty much. Wait a second, boys. There be land.
Land?
The secret cove, the treasure be ours.
It's true, Captain. Everything you said about following your heart, it'll make you rich. I'm so sorry I doubted you.
Aye.
Actually, this is just where we left port from months ago.
Oh. Exactly. Because, you see, the treasure was this journey we took together.
Did a Dove chocolate wrapper tell you that too?
Yes.
You are listening to Delilah at Night on Lake 98.1. The phone lines are open if you've got a request or a dedication. Here's our first caller. Hi, Emily. Thanks for calling Delilah.
Hi, Delilah.
I understand you've fallen head over heels in love and want to dedicate a song to your beau.
I have, Delilah. I have met an amazing man. I love him so much, it scares me.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
It really is. You know, it took me a while to warm up to him, but I eventually did, and now Don't Look at My Face and I are very happy.
I'm sorry. You broke up just then. What's your sweetheart's name again?
Oh, his name is Don't Look at My Face. It must be a nickname his family gave him.
Oh, how sweet. Now tell everyone at home how you two met.
You know, it was such a funny story. He pulled up to me on the side of the road and asked me for directions. And I said, sorry, I can't help you. And then he stuck me in the neck with something.
Oh, how sweet. A little love bite.
And I really don't remember the rest. All I know is I'm here now. And I am not sure if the sky is real or something I made up in my head.
Poetry. It sounds like you were so completely overcome with love that you blacked out. I black out sometimes too. What a lovely story.
Must have been something like that. Hey, Delilah, can I ask you something?
Of course.
What year is it?
What do you mean? It's 2012, of course. Romney 2012.
Oh, right. Mick Romney, of course. It's 2012. It's just I have been in love for so long, I have lost track of how long I have been here.
Oh, I understand completely. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It sure does. Being chained to a pipe really is so much fun.
Oh, wow, and kinky too. Oh my, our boards are just lighting up with people who must be so inspired by your love story. Let's take a call. You're on the line.
Oh my gosh, Emily, is that you? Tell us where you are. We have been looking for you for so long.
I'm sorry to tell you, but Emily is taken.
I know. That's why I'm calling. Put her on the phone.
I do hope you find love yourself, dear. Bye now. Caller 2, you're on the line.
Ma'am, this is the Spokane Police Department. Please keep the girl on the line with you as long as possible so we can track her.
Prank callers again. Not that staying on the phone with you is any problem at all, Emily. You are just a delight to talk to.
Oh, thanks, Delilah. You are just a delight to talk to.
I'm so happy for the two of you. I wish you nothing but the best.
I wish you nothing but the best.
Oh, sweet thing. Let's play the Lovebirds out with a little Donna Summer, The Hostage, dedicated to Emily's beau, Don't Look at My Face.
Police, open up!
Oh my, and he's a police officer too.
Only Sketches About is written and performed by James Azzaretti, Gamal Elsauer, Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hardman, E. Parn Kulkarni, Annette Storkman, and Gabrielle Williott. Theme music by Nicholas R. Nelson. I've been your host, Prince Harry, and this has been an OSA Comedy production.